CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. The script is read to you as usual by G4NJH. The script of the broadcast is also available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 22nd of July 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines: WRTC 2018 results, amateur innovation thrives, new CubeSats reach ISS. Last weekend's World Radio Sport Team Championship ended with a win for Lithuanian amateurs Gedas Lučinskas, LY91, and Mindis Jukna, LY4L, who scored nearly 5.7 million points from 5,139 QSOs. The runners-up were Germans Manfred Wolf, DJ5MW, and Stefan von Baltz, DL1IAO, who scored nearly 5.3 million points from just under 5,000 QSOs. In all, the 63 two-person teams made well over a quarter of a million contacts and scored a total of 250 million points over the 24-hour contest period. Congratulations to all who took part. Detailed report on the championships is at www.wrtcfigures2018.de/en. The August RADCOM includes an editorial that shows how innovation is alive and well in the amateur radio community. There are now unprecedented opportunities for experimentation with, for example, software-defined radio dongles available for under £10, dual-band transceivers for £20, and much more. The option to dabble, hack and innovate have never been wider. The RSGB believes we may be at the dawn of a new era of amateur research and innovation. If you haven't seen the editorial, you can read it in the strategy section of the RSGB website, accessible via tinyurl.com/RC-editorials. Three new CubeSats have been taken to the International Space Station for deployment in August. The satellites, known as Maya 1, Bhutan 1 and WITMSAT 1, were built by Japan by students from Malaysia, Bhutan and the Philippines, collectively known as the BIRDS 2 constellation. The CubeSats will transmit a CW beacon on 437.375 MHz throughout their six-month life. Each is also equipped with an APRS digipeater on 145.825 MHz and two cameras for Earth observation. More details on the project are online at http://birdsfigure2.birds-project.com. Nigel Barker, M0HZR, was recently appointed the new RSGB Examination Standards Manager. His interest in radio was sparked when early on in his career he spent 2 years working in an electronics workshop. Over the years, he has always held technical roles and is currently responsible for the server infrastructure of a major UK qualifications awarding board. He's been an invigilator at many RSGB examinations, is particularly interested in the part IT can play in supporting the amateur radio community. The 2008 RSGB Examination Standards Committee report has been released. It discusses the UK amateur radio exam system in detail, including past statistics, ongoing work on the administrative system, and comments on the question bank, amongst other topics. The report can be freely downloaded from the RSGB tinyurl.com/GB2RS-figures0722A. Now for details of rallies and event in the coming week. The Finningley Amateur Radio Society rally takes place today at the Hurst and Communications Centre, Belton Road, Santoff, Doncaster, DN85SX. There's free parking and the doors open at 10:30, admission £3. There's a large traders area inside and out with everything from microwave components to QRP. Hot food and drinks are available all day. For ease of access, it's all on one level. Contact Kevin, G3AAF, 07831 614 640. Also today, the McMichael Rally is at Reading Rugby Football Club, Home Park, Farm Lane, Sunning Lane, Sunning on Thames, Reading, RG4 6ST. Talking will be S22, parking free, doors open at 9:30, Admission is £3. Tables and car boot spaces are £10. There'll be trade stands, special interest group, catering, and a licensed bar will be available on site. Due to venue rules, no dogs are allowed other than assistance dogs. Details from Andy, 0777 594 0016. Next Sunday, the 29th, the Chippenham and DARC Rally Electronics Fair and Car Boot Sale takes place at Kington Langley Village Hall and Fields, Church Road, Kington Langley SN155NJ. Doors open at 9 a.m. There's a word missing there. 8:30 for disabled visitors. Admission is £2. There'll be a car boot sale, catering, flea market, special interest groups, talking and trade stands. Sellers pay £10 per pitch or the same per indoor table and can set up from 7 a.m. Details from Brian Tanner, G6HUI 07722 242741. Also next Sunday, the Horncastle Amateur Radio Rally takes place at Horncastle Youth Centre, Willow Close, Cagthorpe, Horncastle, LN96DZ. It's all on one level, making it suitable for people with mobility problems. Hot food and drinks are available and there's room for traders outside. Entry remains £2. The RSGB bookstore will be in attendance. Details from Tony, G3ZPU, 01507 527 835. To get your event into Radcom on and on GB2RS, send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News from the 425 DX News and other sources. Many DX Expeditions will be on the air leading up to and during next week's RSGB IOTA contest. One list of announced operators is at www.ng3k.com/misc/iota-2018.html. It contains details of some 80 DX Expeditions around the world. A lot of infrequently activated locations will be on the air, so even if you're not taking part in a contest, it's a great chance to log some rare ones. Here are just a few examples. YV7MAY will be on the air from Margarita, IOTA SA012, running low power to Yagis on 40 to 10 metres. Sugar Victor 9/i3MDU will be on Crete, EU015. MM0JTV/1 will be on Barra, EU010, running low power. High power multi-op station will be on Malta, EU023, calling 9H6YB. Operators will be G3XF, G3TXF, G4AXX, who will start operating from the 25th. There's 9H3XSV, 9H3TKF, and 9H3AXX. EJ6KP is another multi-op D expedition, this time by G3SHF, G0SYP, M0DECG, M1PTR, and EI6KP, operating from Arranmore, which is EU121. Operating from the 21st to the 29th, WB8YJF/4 will be on the air from Ocracoke or Ocracoke, NA067. Carol OK2ZI will be active from 3B8/, call sign from Pointe au Sable, Mauritius Island, IOTA AF041. From the 26th of July to the 4th of August, he'll be operating 160 to 10 metre CWSSB and digital, QSL Home Call Club, Loco QRS and LOTW. Christian M0UPO will be active as D44EK from Sal Island, AF086. From the 23rd of July to the 7th of August, he'll be using SSB on the HF band's QSL Home Call. Now for special event news, Fort Purbrook ARC will be operating GB1PF, celebrating the Palmerston Fort. They'll be at Fort Purbrook from the 29th to the 29th. That's what it says here. Working most bands from 80 to 2 metres, voice CW and PSK. W0WIT will mark the Winnebago Grand National Rally in Forest City, Idaho, operating from the 22nd to the 26th. From 1300 UTC to 0400 UTC, DX activity planned on 7.265 and 14.268 MHz. The 77th Annual Convention of the National Speleological Society will be celebrated as K7 Victor on 7.195 MHz and 14.285 from the 28th of July to the 4th of August. Activity on the 28th and 29th will be from 1800 UTC to 0200 UTC, other days as time permits. Marking the 9th annual Detroit Maker Fair, N8M will be operating CW and SSB on 8040-2010 meters on the 28th and 29th. Details are at www.kutt.org. If you're planning a special event station, please remember to send publicity information well in advance to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We're very happy to publicise your event for free on GB2RS and Radcom and on the website, but can't help you unless you tell us what you're doing. Now, the contest news. The RSGB Low Power Contest takes place today from 0900 UTC to 1600, using CW only on the 3.5 to 14 megs bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and power. It's worth noting that this is an HF Championship event. Also today, the 70 MHz Trophy Contest takes place from 1000 UTC to 1600. All modes can be used on the 4-meter band only, with signal report, serial number, locator and postcode forming the exchange. This is a VHF Championship event. Tuesday sees the SHF UKAC from 1830 UTC to 2230 UTC, using all modes on 2.3 gigs and up, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 80-metre Club Championships data leg takes place, running from 1900 UTC to 2030, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The big contest news next weekend, the IOTA contest, runs from 1200 UTC on Saturday to the same time on Sunday, using CW or SSB on the 2.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and IOTA reference, which is EU005 for mainland Great Britain. Finally, the UK Microwave Group High Band Contest takes place next Sunday, 0600 UTC to 1800, using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last weekend's IARU contest saw a lot of action on the HF bands, which just goes to show that it isn't all about sunspots. In fact, we've now gone more than 3 weeks without sunspots, which has been described as almost a decade-class event. The last time the sun lost its spots for 21 consecutive days was in 2009, so the moral is to make the most of what we have in terms of ionospheric propagation on HF. Next week, NOAA predicts more of the same, with the solar flux index starting at about 72 and declining to 68 as the week goes on. This weekend may be unsettled geomagnetically as a result of an equatorial coronal hole on the sun. We have just had a run of settled conditions that have seen the critical frequency hover around the high 4 megs area, but never reaching 5. As such, NVIS contacts around the UK during the day have been difficult. Maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path this week are likely to remain in the 14 to 18 megahertz range. This is a pattern that we may see to continue now until autumn. Now, for VHF and up, we should be getting the hang of this high-pressure pattern and the type of VHF conditions it brings by now. We have another week with similar characteristics coming up, so it'll be no surprise to learn that Tropo will feature quite a lot, but perhaps not as much in the far north, where low pressure will be nearby at times. As usual, the southwest of the UK down to Iberia will offer the best chance of DX. East Coast stations should be able to take advantage of sea ducting over the continent, and there's a chance of one or two showers, so perhaps a glimmer of hope for some rain scatter. Failing that, it'll be sporadic E that offers some excitement, although in recent days there's been a weakness about it. This could be down to many things, including the displacement and sparsity of weather triggers to generate the necessary turbulent wave motion that is part of the mechanism of making sporadic E. Let's hope the next week offers some improvements, although it's looking a bit marginal. The moon reaches minimum declination and apogee on Wednesday, so moon elevations will be very low and losses at their highest for EME. This is a week to try some satellite operation with a handheld antenna from the back garden or balcony. So that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me. Until next week also.